Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We will have Dalton Miller of 105.3 The Fan and the Pro Football Network joining us in just a moment. We're going to pick his brain and break down all the different matchups between Cowboys and Rams this Sunday. But before we get to that, Eric.
Yeah, we unveiled our 2020 note to the Dallas Cowboys from the nosebleed seats, produced by myself and voiced by the greatness of the Woolly Bully. A lot of people loved it. A lot of people loved it. They want to hear it again, and we might as well play it for Dalton Miller. I know he's on the line waiting to just fire off a bunch of Cowboys takes. So here it is, the 2020 nosebleeds letter to the Dallas Cowboys.
A new decade brings in a new era in Dallas. Or Frisco, or Arlington, I mean, well, North Texas, I don't know, let's start over. Gentlemen, Connor Williams, it's week one, 6 long pandemic months since we've gotten to see you sexy f***s take the field repping America's star. Hell, for most of you, this will be the first time you ever walk out onto the field with the entire country's eyeballs glued to your every move.
We call those big games.
It's time to f***, fellas. The quest for the Lombardi starts now. It's time to bring back to Dallas what's rightfully ours. Hey, Coach McCarthy, I know you want to flash that shiny Super Bowl ring for free cheeseburgers like Andy Reid.
You want a free cheeseburger? You just show them that ring and you might get one.
And as long as you decide to get those full body massages on your own damn time, I think we got a chance, Mike. He got a damn chance.
Yeah, he's a ball coach.
The free and endless cheeseburgers for the rest of time begins by outclassing Sean McSex and the Rams of L.A. Let's turn Sophie Stadium into our bitch. 60 minutes of getting all up in Jared Goff's kitchen. Send the f***ing dogs, Mike. Not you, McCarthy. I'm talking to no one now. Let's bring the dogs, Mikey. Tank, Alden, Everson, all of them.
Just sheer intensity.
It's primetime, boys. Chris Collinsworth, NBC. Let's go score all the points. And Jalen, I hope that I have a clear eye view of us winning the f***ing game. If I see that bullshit swipe even once on Sunday night, the journey starts now. We throw, we blitz, and we don't cower down to fourth and short field goals.
Yeah!
I want touchdowns, baby. I want Cowboys domination. And I don't want to wash this game day thong until 2025, baby.
What an exciting time.
What an exciting time it is. When will be the first time Walchuk has to wash the 2020 Cowboys game day thong?
Better not be this Sunday.
Better not be this Sunday. And he wants to wait another half decade before he washes it again, as he never washes the game day thong if the Cowboys win. And on that note, let's bring in the sexiest man at the Fan, Dalton Miller, right here in the nosebleed seats. Dalton, what'd you think about that, man? How's your body feeling?
Man,
I can't even talk right now. I just ran through a wall. I got a concussion, baby.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about, Dalton.
Dalton's concussed. Nice work, Walchuk.
Woo.
But seriously.
Gentlemen, I am so pumped for Sunday night. I'm watching NFL football in front of my face hole right now. Oh, it is phenomenal. It's such a great day right now.
How many beers deep are you, Dalton? Be honest.
So I had a couple at the golf course.
Yeah.
And then I got home and I had like a can of this wine that is actually like in a beer can, but it's 12%. So it's like half a bottle of wine in that one can. And now I'm on beer number 3. So I'm doing okay. Not great, but okay. I'm so ready for Sunday night, gentlemen. I can't even describe my feelings right now.
With you 100%. It's been a long time coming. It's Sunday night. It's prime time. We haven't seen this team since last season. No preseason. A lot of questions that we have that will be answered on Sunday night. You've broken this game down. You have great articles, offense versus defense, defense versus offense, Cowboys, Rams. Just go to profootballnetwork.com and you can read Dalton's fine work. But I want to ask you this before we dive into these matchups. Dalton, do you think that right now, today, Michael Gallup is a bona fide number one wide receiver? Ew. I'm sorry, Walchuk.
No, I don't.
Thank you. All right, we can end the conversation there. I just needed that. I needed that cosign from you because I respect you almost more than anyone in the world.
The Twitters really got you going yesterday, man.
Yeah. Me?
No, it was me. Eric,
Clyde Edwards-Helaire has just scored his first NFL touchdown.
Oh,
Eric
has
just been on this. Like, is Michael Gallup a number one receiver?
Because
do we have to ask all the guests this? I'm trying to get X's and O's on Cowboys and Rams.
I'm a
Niners fan. You know that.
Cool at zero with the drops, all right? That was out of context, and I regret it. Dalton, all right, thank you for the cosign. That's all I needed. Now get to your X's and O's.
Okay,
Walchuk.
All right, thank you. So you've got the breakdown, offense versus defense versus offense. Is there one matchup in particular, Dalton, that you think can really make or break this game for the Cowboys on Sunday?
Yeah, it's for me, it's going to be whoever lines up against Cam Irving at right tackle. That's going to be huge. And I think that the Cowboys are going to have to do a lot of different things to get Cam Irving help. I watched him last year at Kansas City. Guys, we're talking 2017 Atlanta level bad at right tackle. I don't know if he's going to last the entire game. That is how bad he is. But I do think that with Mike McCarthy, we're not going to see the same type of inability to change as the game goes on. I think that if there are struggles early, they're going to throw as many bodies as they can at that right side of the offensive line to help out Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard in pass protection, as well as, you know, maybe CeeDee Lamb coming in motion and cracking down on the end man on the line. And then obviously Blake Jarwin at tight end, you can line him up on the right side a majority of the snaps if you want to align that way to help out your right tackle as well. But you're going to need to do that because, for me, that's the biggest matchup of the entire game.
Dalton Miller with us here in the nosebleed seats. Walchuk just jumped up out of his chair because he glanced over at the Stars game, and it looks like we just got the we got another goal. We took the lead 2-1.
It's the captain, Jamie Benn.
JB!
Right between the wickets. He takes it 5-hole, and the Dallas Stars back on top 2-1 right when we brought you on, Dalton. Vegas tied it up at 1. Jamie Benn, your captain, puts Dallas back up 2-1. Good guys. Back to Cowboys conversation.
All right, Dalton Miller with us here on the Fan, breaking down Cowboys and Rams. So that was going to be a question I had for you. Like, what do you think is the number one thing the Cowboys need to do to mitigate the loss of Lael Collins and really having an offensive line that you only feel really good about, Martin and Smith, two of the five? And so what do you think about this? I felt like, and I think that the team should be doing play action practically all the time when they throw, but is that something you should see more of from the Cowboys when their offensive line is not to full strength to help out and mitigate some of the pressure on Dak, which would be just resort to a hell of a lot of play action?
Absolutely, and especially when it comes to play action on, you know, the absolute, like, the naked bootlegs when it comes to, like, showing outside zone, especially to that right side, because what you want to do is you want to change up your set points when it comes to attacking against Aaron Donald, because no matter who he's going against, whether it be Zach Martin or the other side of the offensive line with Joe Looney and Connor Williams, it's going to be a difficult matchup for them. So you don't want to give him one set target. And when you just have traditional pass sets, you give him that straight line to that play. And what else this does is it really lets you take advantage of their linebackers who aren't very athletic at the end of the day, and they're very young as well. And I think that that is one of the biggest matchups that you can really exploit is Blake Jarwin on those naked bootlegs, because Dak Prescott is going to be able to get rid of the football, because most of those times on those naked boots, the end man on the line of scrimmage on that backside is not going to be blocked. Dak Prescott does a good job of changing up his arm slot and allowing himself to get that ball out, and Blake Jarwin is good after the catch. So I think running those hard bootleg actions is going to be big for them, as well as obviously the RPOs against those young linebackers. But for me, it's the offensive line holding up on the interior. I think Zach Martin, whenever you see Aaron Donald and Zach Martin lined up against each other, I'm telling you, don't watch anything else on that play.
Yeah.
I know you're going to want to watch Dak Prescott. You're going to want to watch what the receivers or Ezekiel Elliott are doing. Literally just watch Aaron Donald and Zach Martin, because you won't get anything more special in the NFL than that matchup right there.
Yeah, that's a huge one. I mean, there's really good ones. When the Cowboys have the ball, you're looking at Martin versus Donald, though I would imagine the Rams would try to avoid that matchup as much as possible. You have Cooper Ramsey, and that's the other one. And that's the one I want to ask you about. Are we going to see Ramsey following Cooper around, or does he stay on his own side and the other corner stays?
We found out Cooper's the only number one receiver on the team. Ramsey's got to be following him around, right? He's got to travel with him.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, I mean, we've seen already that there are some injury concerns with Amari Cooper, and we also must acknowledge that this is a road game, and that matters when it comes to Amari Cooper. We don't know why, we don't know how, but that's a real thing. So I honestly have no idea. If it was Wade Phillips, as the defensive coordinator, I would have a better idea, and I would say that he probably will not follow quite as much. But with a new defensive coordinator, somebody who is young, somebody who comes from the college ranks and from lower college ranks when it comes to being a play caller, I think that we might see, either Jalen Ramsey be, a field side corner, somebody who lines up with more of the sideline. If the ball is on the hash, he'll be on the side where there is more field. Or if he is just a left or right cornerback in those situations. But I honestly don't know. When I've tried to reach out to guys that cover the Rams, and it's a lot like with the Cowboys defense right now. They just really don't know exactly what it's going to look like right now.
So talking about the Cowboys defense, Dalton Miller with us here on 105.3 The Fan. He's also of the Pro Football Network, has some excellent work out there breaking down the Cowboys offense versus the Rams defense and vice versa. But for the Cowboys defensively, even dating back to the last two matchups, which would be the playoff game, and then last year when the Cowboys really worked the Rams at AT&T Stadium, the Cowboys were still very susceptible to the Rams' run game. And I know, Kyle Shanahan's one that gets a lot of credit for the way that he is able to schematically make the running game very difficult to stop. Sean McVay coached under Kyle Shanahan and has absorbed a lot of that and has incorporated it quite a bit with the Rams. So to try and minimize the run game and the screen game as well is kind of an extension of the Rams' run, in my opinion. Dalton, what's the key for the Cowboys to not let that be an Achilles heel on Sunday night?
Yeah, your linebackers really have to stay disciplined in this respect. And with the defensive line playing more two-gap techniques in the Mike Nolan defense, I think that that is going to help, because it's going to free up your linebackers a little bit more. When it comes to, defending the screens and the run game, I think that your linebackers have to stay in sync. And this isn't something that I wrote about, but it's something that I saw in a lot of these, the early matchup, especially when they got beat in the playoffs, is you had LVE being in the correct gap and plugging that correct gap. And you had Jalen Smith kind of freelancing just a little bit and trying to shoot gaps and getting a little bit out of sync when it comes to being with LVE. And that opening up some run lanes, especially against wide zone, allowing cutbacks from him over pursuing and trying to get to the ball carrier. So just staying disciplined, especially against that wide zone that they like to run, I think is going to be huge. But more than anything, it's just reading your defensive keys, no matter what they are, because I don't know if they're going to, the linebackers this is, going to be reading the guards, whatever they are doing, or if they're going to be reading backfield flow. I'm not sure. That's going to have to, you know, be figured out after week one when I watch the film. But that's going to be really, really big, because if they are reading backfield flow, we are going to see them get beat a little bit by some of these misdirections that we're going to see from the Rams offense. But it's going to be more of, in my opinion, to the defensive line keeping their gap integrity than the linebackers, because I think at the end of the day, if both of those guys are healthy, which from all we've heard so far they are, I think that they will be able to run down more plays this year just because they will be freed up by those two gap techniques by the interior defenders.
All right, Dalton, time to put your money where your mouth is. Put your balls on the line. How does it shake out? What's your prediction?
I actually think that this might be a little bit more comfortable than we think. I think it's going to start off a little bit slow just because they're going to try to work into things. But I think at the end of the day, they're going to end up winning 28-17. The Cowboys, that is.
Hell yeah.
I love it. I won't have to watch the thong. Everybody's happy.
Win-win.
Let's get victories, baby. Dalton, you're the man. Thank you so much. We'll catch up with you again next week, brother.
Love you guys.
Love you more. There he goes, Dalton Miller, our very own here at 105 Through the Fan. And you can read his work at the Pro Football Network. He is an absolute NFL guru, and he's got the Cowboys beating the Rams. Music to my ears.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.